This is coming along at an interesting time, this attempt to capture Arizona's experiences through its people and through the art of storytelling. And it takes somewhat of its cue from the NPR Project StoryCorps. And you've decided to build this project around the book festival. Why do you think the book festival is going to be a particularly receptive way to get the kinds of stories you're looking for?
We went ahead and chose the Tucson Festival of Books to launch this initial project because it had an opportunity to capture a large, wide range of folks from all aspects of life, whether it be young, old, new to Arizona, longtime folks. A festival like this, where it's truly a catapult staple in the community, allows us to go ahead and tap into folks that we may not have had access to otherwise. Ultimately, once this project goes past the Tucson Festival of Books, what we're hoping to do is invite folks to share with us their experiences.
Now, a lot of these oral history projects kind of have to get the participants comfortable to start telling their stories because it's not always easy to sit down in front of a video camera or a microphone and you know, call up these memories from a person's past and then give voice to them.
One thing that's nice is that once you get over that initial, oh my goodness, I'm on video, people are just flowing with their stories. It's something that they're passionate about. We don't want to end up directing somebody to say, okay, this is the topic that we're looking for. It's entirely up to them. Maybe it's what brought them here or what's kept them here all these years or their favorite spot to go hiking or what do they like to go eat and why is Arizona home to you? It's what truly makes that story unique for that individual.
We're talking with Randy Belisai of the Arizona Geological Survey about the oral history project, Your Arizona Experience. So, Randy, you'll be set up at the book festival this weekend recording anybody and everybody that wants to come by and share and preserve their stories. Is there any effort here to do the same for, I hesitate to use the term movers and shakers, but more prominent Arizonans?
Well, if you remember, within the Arizona Experience website, there's already a collection of a lot of the notable folks in Arizona that have really helped shape its past, present, and even its future. Those stories are going to be added into this oral history project. That's one thing that's about Arizona. It takes everybody to really come together and showcase a state in all its glory.
Are there other ways for people to submit stories? They don't necessarily have to come by the book festival this weekend?
Online, we're going to have a whole Your Arizona Experience page, and that's where you'll be able to view the videos that have already been done by us, as well as submitting in your own. We want to be able to hear from you and share it with other Arizonans.
Okay, so I'll put you on the spot. Do you have any Arizona stories to share?
Well, I actually moved to Arizona right before I turned 8, and at that time I had this vision of coming to a place where I would be watching tumbleweeds going across the roads and whatnot. I've had opportunities through the years to go ahead and leave. Can't do it. You know, between everything around us, and I'm not just talking about the people and the culture and those stories, but also the landscapes and the opportunities to get out in nature and be one with such a diverse environment. I can't go. I can't. Arizona is home.
Randy Belisai is with the Arizona Geological Survey, which is overseeing the oral history project called Your Arizona Experience, which will have a recording booth set up at the Tucson Festival of Books this weekend. I'm Mark Dugan, Arizona Public Media.